Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and right now we have the pleasure of sitting down with best-selling author Warren Adler. He has written 33 books, among them well-known titles, The War of the Roses, Random Hearts, and his latest is called The Serpent's Bite. Hello, Warren. How are you?
Pleasure to be here.
Now, you have written time and again about dysfunctional families and their escapades, and here is another one, although escapades might be a little lighthearted. We're talking about a family reunion to Yellowstone Park, and things go a bit awry, don't they?
Yes, it's a story of a father who was in his 70s, trying to recall a great experience for the family in order to reunite with his adult children. And they go on this horse trek through the Yellowstone wilderness in a part of the Yellowstone that is far from any roads. And they try to reignite that old-time relationship of a dad to his children. I'm a father, and as a father, I'm very interested in how the adult children react to their fathers at their father's age. These are kids that have been alienated. I say kids, they're both in their 30s, and they have in life failed, but they're still very obsessed with at least one of them, the woman, his daughter, very obsessed with trying to become somebody important. In this case, a movie actress, which has obsessed this woman to the point where she is now in bad shape.
I've used the word dysfunction to describe some of the families you write about. I hope that doesn't bother you.
Doesn't bother me. I don't come from a dysfunctional family.
But the books do have dysfunctional families. Some have unhappy endings. Some have happy endings, but many have unhappy endings. I'm just wondering how you would characterize your collection of books.
It's quite difficult. I write about the human condition. I write about greed and ambition and other motivations. I write about sex. My books are very sexual. I write about deception. I'm very keen on and very sensitive to deception. And that is one of the characteristics of many of the characters that I do create. My objective is to create very fast-paced books that deal with the essentials of the human condition. And my books are not trivial. In other words, I think they're important books. I'm writing for tomorrow as well as today. That may be a little self-serving and over-ambitious to say that, but since I'm over 80, I feel I can say whatever I damn please and enjoy my old age.
You've earned that right, Warren.
Thank you.
You have. The Serpent's Bite. How'd you come up with that title?
I lived in Jackson Hole for a dozen years and 50 miles from Yellowstone, and have gone on a number of major horse treks in the wilderness. And it's a great bonding experience, if anyone of your listeners have done it. Very primitive, and where people must bond together because there's no television, no telephones. And that's why the father in my book decides to take them there where there is no distractions, to try to make it back with them.
So is it a book of cooperation or lack thereof?
Well, it's a book where the father has lots of money and the children are desperate to get their hands on it. So the children are a little bit cynical about this trip. And I believe I have created one of the most vile female characters ever written about, on the scale of Lady Macbeth and the Wicked Witch of the West. And I'm very interested in that type of character. And I think that I really went over the top on this one.
It's those types of characters that really translate well to the big screen. film. And you have sold quite a bit of your books to the big screen. We mentioned War of the Roses. We mentioned Random Hearts. Does Serpent's Bite have that potential? And why do you think your books translate so well to the big screen?
That has baffled me for many years. But I think it's because I write character-driven stories that are clear in their exposition, because I work very hard for clarity and simplicity in getting the story across, although my characters are very complex. And for some reason, the movies have liked that kind of a story. There must be something visual in them as well, since when I start to write a novel, I don't think of the movies. I think of what I would like to write, the way I observe life around me.
You mentioned that you like to write for the present and you like to write for the future. Is there another book coming out soon?
Oh, yes. I have the seventh book in my mystery series, Fiona Fitzgerald Mystery Series, and a book beyond that. And I hope to be around for the next 5 years, where I hope to put out two books a year, and that's it. As Lewis Carroll said in the Alice in Wonderland, we'll go on until the end and then stop.
And we are going to stop right now. He is Warren Adler. The newest book is The Serpent's Bite. Warren, lots of luck.